Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Guide. G-U-I-D-E. Guide is this hour's code word. Text the word guide to 72881 by the end of this hour. And you got a chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. One lucky national winner gets $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Please don't text and drive. Guide. Could win you $1,000 in our 12K a day contest, Vinny.
Easy money.
Yep. Just don't forget to answer your phone when they call you in an hour.
Right. Our other text number, you know, the one that you can send your comments, your compliments, your
questions,
suggestions, your song requests, all to 800-400-3697. Gotta love those song requests.
Oh, God. Keep them coming.
Thought of you guys this weekend, says, I can't make it out. It's a confusing mess here.
I see,
anyway,
right. The new
thought of you guys
system.
This weekend as I watched Ready Player One. What a disgrace to the book.
Yep.
Vinny, watch the new trailer for next Spider-Man. I saw it when I watched Endgame.
Oh, they showed it?
I believe so.
This is the European vacation one?
Yeah.
I see.
Had to have been, right? Where else would I would have seen it?
Right. It's not like you go looking for trailers.
Although that is a spoiler in a sense, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. So we know.
He survives.
Right.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. There's going to be a movie with the guy who didn't die in the one movie. So. Doesn't mean he didn't, you know, suffer some mental turmoil.
Right. I feel free, Vinny. I'm currently suing my HOA, but still have to go to the quarterly homeowner meeting tonight. Awkward.
Yeah.
It's not going to come to that. I'm sure this is going to be fine, and that I'm...
It's just a fence. Just remember to bring that up a lot. You guys, we're talking about a fence here.
You know
it's
what?
Fence.
I swear, because I'm on an HOA at this little apartment that I own,
yeah.
And there's these moments where I've been able to very easily say, you guys, it's their house. Just let them do it. No one's getting hurt by this.
Right.
Nobody. And everyone goes, right, okay. And I think that there's like a tone certain HOAs take, like whoever's on them,
right. Mm-hmm.
They take this incredibly militant tone, and that's unfortunate, because in the end you should be able to recognize, like, oh, that's someone's home.
This is their house,
and
they're just in this association.
We're guarding against, you know, absolute disregard for
right.
the neighbors, but
yeah.
but in a place where,
and there's rules and we all need to follow them, and everybody can't go in different directions.
Right.
There's...
You can't have a purple house next to a bright orange house, you know.
Oh, I've been wanting to complain about someone next door so bad, but I'm just
now's
like,
your
oh,
time.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
did we just shift gears? Let's jump into your house.
Let's hear yeah, what's
just,
going on.
I
Dude,
need to not talk about
these
mine.
These people built forever and made their house better and then sold it. All right? They split. They split the scene. And then the new people come in, buy the home, completely are doing the entire place the way they want to do it, which I get, but at all hours of the day and night, pounding on the wall, and I was sitting like shaking like a chihuahua, just going, oh my God, can you stop pounding? One day, it's a holiday, please. Please, I just want to take a nap. Can you stop?
There are actual rules.
I know there
that.
Are, but I don't want to be that person.
You should be.
And we're going to be that person, you know, we're getting our carpet in, you know. And it's just like, oh my God, I don't want to be that person. God, and it feels like they're
you.
Pounding right. They're up, they're literally on the other side of my wall, pounding.
Well, look, I think during the day that there's, as a neighbor, you have to allow people that are working
Absolutely.
On it. But there has to
also
it's
be. It's going to be done. It's going to be done. I know it. Any moment now, it's going to be done.
I went through this
when?
At my old house, and I did go over there and say, you can't do this at night.
I know you said that.
I'm sorry you can't do it at night. Like, it's cool. I get it.
Yep.
But I have to sleep, so you have to stop. And they did.
I know.
So that's a conversation you probably have to have.
7 o'clock at night. There they are. And I'm just like,
no.
They'll be done soon. I know it's still daylight. They are trying to get it done. I know they are. They're just trying to get it done.
They don't realize you sat through this last year when the other people were doing
it. People were pounding.
Right.
And then, you know, we had our stuff going on. So I get it. But dang, every day, y'all. Every day.
My 77-year-old
every day.
Great-grandma was spying in her backyard on a neighbor who was having some landscaping done. Being 4'10 Sicilian, she lugged the kitchen step stool out to the yard and ended up slipping off and breaking her hip.
Oh, no.
She recovered well and lived until she was 84. I hope I bounce back as well when I'm her age. But there you go.
Boy.
77, spying.
It's interesting what other people are doing.
Well, your life must be so boring.
Mm.
Like, I just don't care what you're doing. Okay?
Yeah. You know, unless it's super interesting.
I'm going to sit here and watch my dumb reality shows and care about what they're doing.
Right. Yeah, we're not spying at all.
That's where I get my cheese, man, my gossip.
Oh, my God. Funny.
My first engagement ring, this is from 408, was an over-the-top giant diamond. My second engagement ring was a tiny sapphire. It was so much prettier.
Aww.
And so much more functional. If you're walking around a giant diamond on your hand, I always feel like you're a target.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's true.
Does Dusty need to check her diamonds?
Oh.
Whoa.
Human should try... this place called Float Station. It's a sense deprivation tank experience where people go for pain management.
Yeah, I have done that before, so thank you for reminding me. It was great. I mean, I fell asleep, but the problem is, you know, I was in a completely dark, quiet metal container, and every 15 minutes as I'm asleep, the woman's pounding on the side of the wall.
More pounding.
Are you okay?
No, I'm
dead. Are you awake in there?
They could just have like a camera or something. They could see.
I know.
Well, they might think he's dead. It's probably insurance reasons why they have to keep checking on you. You never know.
Yeah,
could have had a heart attack in there.
Mm.
Maybe they could just be like monitoring of your breathing and your heart rate, and then they could just leave you the F alone. You're not depriving me of my sensory input right now, lady.
A previous text said Will Smith did all the acting when he was the genie. That is completely wrong. Will Smith was on Kimmel and told him he did not need to be there. Even his face was CGI. The whole genie was CGI, according to Will Smith, and he just put a voice to it.
Oh, my God. That's funny. So the thing didn't have to technically look like him. Blue Will Smith.
Well, but you've got his name. Why wouldn't you use his likeness?
Why wouldn't you? Right.
You paid the money to get him
on
the marquee.
Get the whole package.
My daughter thought diamonds were boring. Her husband bought her a beautiful blue sapphire when he proposed. That's great. Good for you guys. The friend's diamond was a princess cut diamond with sapphires on either side.
Oh, all right. So it was a white
diamond yeah.
with blue on either side. All right. All right.
I have a good quality fake wedding ring. One... diamonds, I guess, are too expensive. And two, I don't want anything someone has gotten hurt or killed over. I get compliments all the time. It looks real, but it's not.
Oh. Well, there you go. You can probably get a 10-carat diamond if it's not a real diamond. Look at me with my big rock. As far as you know.
Were those big diamonds in your ears actual diamonds, or did you have cubic zirconias?
No, they were real, but they weren't like the clearest. They were just, you know, and they weren't that big either. So...
I don't know. They were pulling on your ears pretty good.
Yeah. It hung down below your headphones.
It didn't. It was two in one ear and none
on
the other ear.
When they're earrings, they don't need to be as
as
much clarity.
Because
right?
People aren't getting all that close. They don't hold your face.
You know, well, I didn't care that much. They were just standard diamonds to me. I didn't know
the
difference.
Wait, does he have them on now?
Back then. No.
You don't wear them anymore?
I haven't worn them in forever. I don't know. It's part of me trying to grow up, I guess.
You saw those puppies?
No, they're somewhere.
All right.
Anita wears them.
No, hell no.
There was a story this morning about Cardi B. She just spent $80,000 on diamonds for her baby.
Oh,
baby's
earrings?
Almost. I don't know what for. She goes, well, mama's gonna wear bling. So should the baby.
Oh no.
Her money's going to last forever. Don't worry, Sarah.
Yeah, no,
that's
sure
true, Vinny.
Well, she'll be able to sell all that stuff, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yep, burned out here. Been with my company 23 years, and things get more stressful. Never slows down. More and more work piling on. So I'm looking around. Never thought I'd leave, but not worth sacrificing my health and well-being.
Well, these are the burnout people.
Mm. Burnout.
It's real, turns
burnout.
Out.
Burnout. It's an Eagles song.
Is that what he's saying? Burnout?
Burnout.
What song?
Burnout.
Burnout.
Eagles.
Burnout.
Eagles?
I forgot what album it is. Yeah. What?
Burnout?
That's what I always thought they said, no?
I don't know.
What did they say? Burnout.
I was like, bug out or
those shoes.
I don't know.
Butt out.
What's
butt? I thought they said butt out. Butt out.
Oh,
butt
really?
Out. Butt out. I don't know. Maybe it is burnout.
I always thought it said burnout.
What's the song called?
It's called Dem Shoes.
D-E-M?
I don't know. Find it, boy. It's called those shoes.
I think it's called those shoes.
Oh, those shoes. Those shoes. All right. Butt out. Butt out.
It's true, man. People get burnt out constantly all the time.
What is it? Not how bizarre, but
help us out.
Help us out. Help us out.
Aww. Mm.
I saw the picture you posted of your daddy.
I know. Today's the day. He would have been 77, I believe.
Oh, boy.
I know. What a trip, right?
All right, let's
crazy.
Hear it.
Crazy. Well, he has to pull them. See? I always thought it was burnt out. What does it say, Bryn?
It doesn't have that part because it's not part of the lyric.
I think it's just the background thing.
Is it butt out or
it's a guy just going bye bye, bye bye,
butt out, butt out.
Let's just say it's burnt out.
Everest sounds miserable. I don't know why anyone would bother with it right now. Have you guys heard also how due to global warming the frost? Oh, sorry, everyone.
It turned 5 pages forward. No.
Boy, that is annoying.
It is annoying.
We hate the new system, you guys. Entercom.
650 says, it's a mountain. Go around them. They can't go around. They're on a, it's like a.
It's a knife edge.
It's a total knife edge top of the mountain. It's the tippy top.
And there's, apparently there's one really difficult way to get there and one really, well, not easy. No way is easy. Mm-hmm. But there's an easier way. And that's, everyone is lined up on that. So as you try to get back down, there's people in your way.
You got to look at the picture. It'll. The second you see it, this line of people waiting to get to the tippy top.
11 people have croaked so far this year. Or even just in the last couple weeks.
Yeah, it's happening right now.
Wow.
It's terrible. Mm-hmm. Everest, we're talking about.
The ocean pushed Vinny's head onto a rock. Uh-huh. No witnesses and no medical check. Why is this setting off my BS alarm?
What?
What do you mean?
Why would he lie about
hitting
a
have
rock
the
on
pictures.
His head? Yeah, I can see the cuts on his head.
I don't know.
Your
the
BS.
Picture that you saw is of me right out of the wall. Like, I don't even have my shirt on.
Oh. Well, I couldn't see your torso. All I could see was your knot on your head.
I had like three or four
underneath
pictures.
The skull
yeah.
is me shirtless in my van.
Oh.
Getting ready
you mean
to
your
drive.
Minivan?
No, yeah. I didn't mean that, by the way.
Well, you should really let everyone know that you don't actually have a van. You have a minivan.
I wouldn't let anybody know that. Only you would do that.
Yeah, well, that's my job. Clarification of whatever Vinny says.
Eighth and Townsend at the roundabout. Yeah, you know, it's also by the jewelry center.
I'm sure I've driven by it. I just never noticed
you
it.
You have.
What
now
say?
I got to notice it.
What's the name of that building, Vinny?
Zynga building.
That was sold.
$600 million.
People are saying that also Airbnb is housed there as well.
Mm. Oh, so it's many
the
offices.
Or nearby there.
It's cross street?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
My daughter saw Jane at Bottle Rock and thought she looked like the girl from Hotel Transylvania.
Oh.
We've told you guys, she's goth.
She's goth all the
she's
time.
She's got black hair and wears
doesn't
black.
Doesn't like
and
the sun to touch her skin?
Gorgeous.
Porcelain goddess.
Wine.
Porcelain
she had this beautiful skin. Wine lipstick on.
Mm-hmm.
All I could do is look at her lips. I'm like, oh.
She has a beautiful mouth.
She's like a goth supermodel.
Yeah, she is.
Yep.
That's our Jane.
Follow her on at Jane Picks.
J-A-Y-N.
And you'll see the shoes she wears and go, she wore that to work today.
Yeah. She's not having burnout because she gets to dress like a model every day.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah, it is good for her. She's not someone who goes, like I do this, whenever I put on a button shirt, I go, yeah, I look good and I should put this on. And I should leave the house in it. And then before I leave the house, I am in a t-shirt.
Mm.
Because I can't.
Yeah. Well, you know, she works later in the day than us, so, you know, I always feel like when you get dressed and it's light outside, you put a little
it's
more
a little
effort
different.
In.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good point.
When I put my clothes on at 3:45 in the morning, I'm like, am I totally covered? That's my only
just trying to
requirement.
Get dressed here. Yeah.
Just trying to not wake up fully.
Quibi is short for Quick Bites. That's that new content.
Oh, Quick Bites, huh?
Quick Bites, so little pieces.
I see.
Quick Bites, Quibi. All right, if you
like
say so.
Queefy. It's nice.
He's done with X-Men. Logan was his last film. That's Picard.
That's what he says. Oh, Picard said that? Oh, okay.
He's done.
He's got a new. There's a new Star Trek coming out apparently, and it stars Jean-Luc Picard, which I'm totally into. I love him.
No wonder Sarah said last week she couldn't retire on $2 to $3 million bucks. She has a private jet to support.
Yeah, you guys. Listen, you know, can't retire with $2 million bucks.
Lastly,
how am I going to get anywhere?
Hey, Sarah, I'm going to Boston in July.
Have a
Any
great
recommendations
time.
For food and good bars?
You know what? No. Anywhere that you eat around there, you're going to love it. Who's Siri is talking
it's
to them?
Siri just came on over here. Yeah.
When you go to a bar and they have pizza, get one of their pizzas because those are the pizzas you want, the bar pizza. They make them in a cake pan. So the cheese goes all the way to the edge. You got a crispy edge of cheese around it. It's delicious.
I cannot wait
you get Grinders,
to go to Boston.
Grinders. Dude, let's go together.
I'm going.
That would be so fun. Someday I want to go with all you guys. Let's just go to New England at
the
right
time.
We'll tour all around.
Christina's going to want to run the Boston Marathon again. So
oh my God,
next
killer.
Time I'm going for sure.
It'll be great. And then just any seafood. You got to go to the. You got to go down the docks and there'll always be a place there where they're frying up clams and scallops.
Are you sure you can trust just any place?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
There's almost, yeah. Just unless it's a chain, don't go to a chain. Just go to some place where they've got like, or they have a lobster pot just set up right there.
You sure
just
about
walk
that?
Walk up to that and be like, oh, cook me a lobster, will you?
Just trying to kill us, Ben.
You don't want
no,
to question that?
No,
you
don't question
worry
it.
Worry about that?
I want to get a grinder, get a hot Italian.
Hot Italian.
Yeah. I don't want any onion, but you guys can have that if you want it. Give me the hots, though.
The hots? What's the hots?
You know, like the peppercini and all the stuff that they cut up. It's hot.
You take the onion out, but you have all
can't
the
have
other...
Can't have the onion.
All right.
The hots. Gives me gas, you guys.
Oh, good. Oh.
You know.
Good to know.
I don't want any onion. Right, no raw onion.
Let's break.
Okay, bye.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hope everybody had a nice Memorial Day weekend. I know we all seem to have a good one, mm-hmm. except for the guy who hit his head on the bottom of the ocean.
You know what? I got
didn't ruin a thing.
Super lucky.
Yeah. I lived!
I was worried for a second, but I'm over it.
Yeah.
I just got a little...
Just a little
there.
Bumper. Whatever. And actually, it looks good now. It doesn't
the
look...
The swelling's gone.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I had to sit there and ice it.
Yeah.
You got to do what you got to do.
Right.
The ocean attacks.
I did not expect that. That was so unexpected.
My fear would be that you'd bleed into the ocean and then all of a sudden all the sharks would be like, oh my God, I smell lunch.
I don't think they're just sitting...
Oh, they're waiting for someone to bleed.
Outside the surf line waiting for blood droplets.
Been hearing some
did
stuff.
Did you hear the shark attack
yes,
story
in
Hawaii?
Yeah.
No, what happened?
So
a guy from like Sacramento area.
Yeah, this guy had just retired.
Oh no.
Oh,
he died?
He died.
Oh no.
He died from his injuries.
He got his leg ripped off.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, that would tend to bleed.
That's gotta be like when you're in the ocean and you're thrashing around with a shark, like is that a surreal moment where you're like, is this happening?
I just retired.
I have to believe that your instinct for survival kicks in. And your struggle to stay alive is really all you've got going on.
Yeah.
So there isn't,
God.
I don't know, I can't say, but I don't think that you have a moment to stop and say, is this real life?
Paddle
is
back.
This happening?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awful. I'm very sorry to hear
and I
that.
Guess Georgie knew him.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I guess I didn't talk to him about that.
George texted me and said, I'm so sorry about, and then said the guy's name. And I'm like,
I didn't know.
I don't know who that. Should I know who that is? And he goes, the guy who was, and I went, I read the whole story, but I never put the name to memory. Why would I? But he was, this was in Maui, right near one of my favorite surf spots.
Oh, boy.
Just off the, it's not great for people looking to vacation.
No, it's not. Well, and it's, you know, is it like dogs once they get the taste of human blood? That's it. Now
they'll keep coming back for more.
Now the sharks are going to hang out at the surf line.
I don't know.
Let's say no.
All right. No. Well, anyway, how do we get on that? Oh, me clunking my head.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Your fault, Vinny.
Enjoy your Tuesday, and we'll meet you back here on Hump Day.
Lexi's next.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.